The DUP has claimed the government has agreed to improve the treatment of military veterans in Northern Ireland. It comes as talks continue between the DUP and the Tories to give Theresa May a Westminster majority. Unionists have long called for the military covenant to be extended to Northern Ireland, but the move has been opposed by Sinn Féin. Last night on BBC's The View, the former Conservative minister Ian Duncan Smith was asked how he could sell the military covenant to nationalists.
Well, the military covenant is a United Kingdom affair. It is the fact that we want to support and look after our members of the military, you know, while they serve, after they serve. I was in the military myself. I even served in Northern Ireland. So my sense about this is that it's the right thing to do and everybody wants to support it. I can't think why anybody would not want to support it, and that is my position. It's the position, I think, of the DUP, and I think that's fair. We rely on that, but we're not going to change for that.
But is there a danger that you're creating a hierarchy? In other words, veterans are given preferential treatment?
No, because the United Kingdom supports its armed forces, who do their jobs as a result of command from politicians. It is our job, therefore, to support them, look after their needs, and make sure they get the right and fair deal all the way through their lives. I think that's only fair and reasonable.
Well, the former Sinn Féin MLA, Dahi Mackay, with us today. Good morning to you, Dahi.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And the Ulster Unionist Party's Doug Beattie. Good morning to you, Doug.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning, good morning. Well, Dahi, I note that you have said that if a deal has been done between Theresa May and the DUP and this military covenant, you might as well rip up the Good Friday Agreement. Are you serious?
Well, the DUP themselves have actually said it. I mean, previously, Jeffrey Donaldson, on the back of comments from Lord Ashcroft, had said in order to introduce this, the equality laws here in the North would have to be amended. And indeed, in the recent DUP manifesto, it says that the DUP is conscious how equality legislation has been used to hamper the fulfilment of both the spirit and the practical elements of the covenant here, and it wishes to see the situation ended. Now, we do not know the detail of what has been agreed yet, unfortunately, but there's a lot of concern out there that if it is a military covenant max, that to fulfil that, the Section 75 legislation, which is right at the heart of the Good Friday Agreement and which is very hypersensitive to nationalism in particular, that will have to be changed. And that is not acceptable as far as nationalism is concerned.
So what precisely isn't acceptable?
The changing of equality legislation, because if you go back to right at the start of the conflict, housing was a massive issue. The selection of housing was a big issue, particularly for Catholics, because you had a situation where Catholics were overlooked in favour of single Protestants. Catholic families were overseen in favour of single Protestants. Now, so fundamentally, what had to happen and what did happen was that a housing system was introduced that was based on need and is fair and equal, and that addressed the housing issue to a certain degree. But if we're talking about opening up equality legislation and amending not only policy in regard to housing, but also health and education, to turn it in favour of former or serving British servicemen. And by the way, I think that if there's a need for those people to have services, then absolutely it should be addressed. It should be the duty of any government or any administration to look after the needs of its citizens. But to reopen old sores and to reintroduce inequality, even on this scale, it leaves a very uncertain situation arising, because Section 75 equality is right at the heart of the Good Friday Agreement and right at the heart of the peace process that was signed off in 1998. So, and a secondary point as well. I mean,
but if it's not introduced here, then soldiers are losing equality in relation to soldiers in GB.
No, because soldiers, as well as, for example, firefighters, as well as, for example, those who work in other public services, are all treated equally. And indeed, if soldiers do suffer injuries, if they do suffer trauma, then absolutely the health service, the great health service that we have here, should address that. But if there is an argument for preferential treatment over other people who are suffering, then I don't believe that the executive or the local assembly should pay for that. Now, if the Ministry of Defence in England or Britain wants to set up a fund outside of the executive, then that's for them to do. It's nothing to do for us. And that might be an option worth considering. But what is not an option is to reopen the equality legislation that was agreed that is fundamental to the peace process that we now enjoy.
Doug?
Well, I think some people are getting a little bit hysterical here because we've actually had the Armed Forces Covenant in Northern Ireland for the last 7 years. And there's absolutely been no preferential treatment given to any service members over that last 7 years. What the Covenant is about is ensuring that nobody is disadvantaged by their service. It's not about giving privilege and it's not about giving advantage. And the Northern Ireland Affairs Committee has clearly stated that Section 75 does not have to be amended in order to deliver the Armed Forces Covenant. So it's being delivered. There is issues, of course, and Dathy has alluded to some of them. There's issues, of course, around devolved matters. That's housing, education, and healthcare. But they remain devolved matters. They cannot be interrupted or bitten into by the Westminster government. But there is something that the MOD can do to help. They can put funding into the Defence Community Mental Health Facility in Thiepval Barracks, for example, in Lisburn, in order to help veterans who have got mental health injuries. That does not affect anybody else in Northern Ireland.
But Doug, the Covenant does mean priority. It means the Covenant does mean priority. It means that former members of the Armed Forces in Great Britain are entitled to some priority medical treatment and assistance with housing and school places for children.
Stephen, the delivery of the Armed Forces Covenant is different in each of the devolved regions. In the Northern Ireland, it's different again, and it's different because of Section 75. Nobody will get preferential treatment, and especially in healthcare. Let me tell you about my friend Andy Allen. Andy Allen lost both his legs in Afghanistan. Andy has had absolutely no preferential treatment, and neither would he want. I do not see any veteran who is telling us that an 80-year-old who needs a hip replacement should be fired down the list while they get priority treatment. It's just simply not the case, Stephen. And we've had this for 7 years already, and that's not been the case. And I think people need to understand this. Where I think there's a failure here is that the DUP have put out a statement about the Armed Forces Covenant without detail, and that has set the herd running, and that is really unhelpful for veterans and for delivery of the Armed Forces Covenant in Northern Ireland.
Yeah, but what the DUP clearly is pushing for is to get rid of this inequality that there currently is between soldiers in Great Britain and soldiers, former members of the Armed Forces, should I say, in Great Britain and former members in Northern Ireland.
Yes, and that can be done in various different ways, Stephen, without tapping into our legislation and devolved matters here in Northern Ireland. And I've just explained one to you there, and that is if the Ministry of Defence, who have got a duty of care for its serving and its former serving members, were to enhance the mental health facility in a barracks in Lisburn, that could help veterans. Now, that does not affect the devolved matter. It does not put anybody at top of a list, but it does help veterans here. And things like that is the way that it should be approached. Not by expecting anybody to get privilege or anybody to go to the top of a waiting list.
Dahi?
Yeah, I absolutely agree with a lot of what Doug is saying there. I mean, if the issue is about equality and fair treatment, then nobody can argue with that. And he's right, you know, the DUP in their manifesto have clearly said that they want to put a focus on changing equality legislation to deliver preferential treatment, and that is what has caused such a reaction. So there is a lot of concern that we haven't seen any of the detail and that it is perhaps an indicator of things to come, whereby the British government and the Tories, obviously in particular, have said that they are still going to be impartial in some way, but this clearly shows that is not going to be the case. So until we see that detail, a lot of nationals will be fairly concerned that what is coming down the line is an attack on equality legislation. If we get that assurance, well and good, but we haven't seen it as yet. And I suppose there's a concern as well because the DUP themselves said, Arlene Foster said, that they were not going to be introducing issues with the Tories, aside from perhaps bids for funding for infrastructure, for healthcare, etc. This is clearly an issue that should remain on the negotiating table at Stormont, not Westminster. And I agree with Doug that the local parties should reach agreement around issues.
And if Dahi, if this full covenant is introduced in Northern Ireland, how do you reckon Sinn Féin should react?
Well, I think Sinn Féin, the SDLP, and all nationalists would react quite angrily and oppose that being introduced because it undermines the housing, if it is as bad as has been painted, then it would undermine the housing executive.
Should react angrily or should refuse to go into an executive?
Well, ultimately, the executive and the departments have to uphold Section 75 legislation. And if the question being put is whether nationalist ministers go into an executive to uphold legislation. For example, if you had a nationalist housing minister, you had to uphold amended Section 75 legislation that was to give preferential treatment to former British soldiers, then I think a lot of nationalist ministers would have a lot of difficulty in doing that because it isn't equality.
Here's Thomas. Morning, Thomas.
Yes, Stephen.
Go ahead,
Stephen,
Thomas.
I think it's excellent news that Northern Ireland will be brought on the line with the rest of the United Kingdom. I think Dougie would agree with me that a lot of UK things that's not in here, like same-sex marriage, etc., should be brought in here as well, which I would agree with him on. But I think it's the Sinn Féin have used this, the petition of concern, to block this for a long time, and I don't see how equality would be brought into it, because in the armed forces, you have every religion, you have every colour, you have every nationality, you have every sort of political opinion. And, I mean, where's the inequality with that, with the British Army, whenever everybody is in it, plus the Navy and the RAF, obviously, which this includes? And where's the inequality?
And Stevie in Lisburn. Morning, Stevie.
Hiya. No, I was. I heard a point earlier just saying that, you know, is it right that maybe these veterans and things might be getting preferential, you know, or preference when it comes to mental health issues and things like that? But I was in the Army myself. I'm a veteran. A lot of the boys I served with come from different backgrounds across the UK and different religions and things like that. You know, at the end of the day, these young lads put their life on the line for the country. So, you know, maybe not necessarily preference, but they're certainly entitled to some form of, you know, what would you say? They're certainly
help.
Entitled to some sort of help, you know. And it's an important matter when it comes to these young lads. These young lads are getting, you know, seeing things at 18 or 19 years old, and, you know, that can affect them for the rest of their life. So, you know, in my eyes as well, why shouldn't they get preference? You know what I mean? I mean, I've suffered from mental health issues since I've left the forces, and it's helped me a lot, you know. But like I said, all these young lads, they come from different backgrounds and different religions, so like your man said there, the equality wouldn't be an issue, you know. The wolf, you know, I served with fellas from Catholic backgrounds, Protestant backgrounds, people of no religion, you know, so I don't see it being an issue.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Stevie, thank you very much indeed. Dahi and Doug, thank you.